Queer.
We are so lucky to have two wonderful guests joining us, aren't we, Blair?
Tim Carroll and Kurt Phelan.
As you just heard.
Hi.
They love queer radio on 4ZZZ.
Yeah, we love anything radio and queer.
Do you love anything queer?
Well, you know, yes.
Because
who doesn't love anything queer?
Isn't it queer? Aren't we a pair?
Brutes.
Me on the ground, you in midair.
Who wrote that?
I think that's a lyric by Stephen Sondheim. And your boys. So this would be Boys on Sondheim.
Yes, yes.
Sounds like a good name for a show.
Oh, what the hell? Let's put it on. Boys of Sondheim.
Hello.
You're here. This is awesome. This is a Melt Festival event, which is on from next week. That's Thursday the 2nd through to Saturday the 4th. Five shows. You're doing two shows on the Friday, two on the Saturday. So I need to know this right now. Will the late night show involve nudity?
I think there's a bit of something in the show.
Oh, ah.
We keep kind of trying things in the rehearsals, and then we say maybe we'll save that for the later show. So I think it doesn't matter what night you'll come.
Just do it.
Look, the second that I got asked to do it, Chris said, "Will you just take your shirt off because then we'll sell tickets?" And I was like, no. It's been a very long winter for me. So, there are two shows a night, so it's going to be a drunker, funner show the second time, I think.
And given where I am with my life next week, I can only go to the 9:30 show on the Friday
night.
That's
perfect because the first shows are sold out.
Get your baps out. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I was gonna say, is that the night you're pulling someone out of the audience for something? No, just
thanks,
kids.
Sharon. Thanks, Sharon.
Blair's always
just
there to be pulled out.
Just giving people ideas there.
So tell us the backstory of Boys of Sondheim, which, serious. I mean, Stephen, you'd try and think of him as a sexy boy act. It's kind of not. But the poster and the photography is fairly provocative.
Yes. Well, it is. I mean, that's not us on the poster, though.
No, because you don't have quite the buffy beard that the guy on the poster has.
No, well, look, it is... I don't quite know how to answer it, I suppose. When you're coming up with a poster, you need to have something that kind of grabs people's attention. And I'm really
it grabbed my attention.
Yeah, it grabbed a lot more than people's attention. But I can say that, right?
Yes,
you just did.
Totally.
But look, it's mostly... There's two parts to it. There's the celebration of Sondheim's music, which is at the forefront of it. But there's also... It's also a comment on queer culture and Stephen Sondheim himself being a very, very, very gay man.
Well, he is.
He's probably a 10 on the spectrum of 1 to 10. In the Kinsey scale, I would say, he would be a 10. But he writes these amazing songs for women. And you know, his ballads for men and his songs for men are, maybe there's one or two that are really that good, but they're not half as good as the women's songs. So we get to kind of translate them into probably what he was thinking when he was writing them.
Exactly, yeah.
And do them in the voice that they were granted.
So, Tim, you've just graduated in like the last... half an hour, almost. Up against Mr. Dirty Dancing himself.
Yes, very, very excited to be working with Kurt.
I know, and I should also put the disclaimer out. This time last year, I was on stage with him.
Oh,
so he goes through co-stars like that.
Yeah, and watch your back.
I heard that. it's so exciting. We during uni we do all these different like big book shows and stuff, and we seldom get to create a role. So I think this has been really, really special to do a show that I think is so prevalent in today's society and honestly so beautiful, and to be a part of that is really special.
Why is Stephen Sondheim such an icon for actors? Why is he the god?
I think he doesn't stick to a norm in Broadway culture. He always challenged what was happening, what was hip at the moment.
You said the right two things there. You said the right thing for actors. His stuff is really inaccessible sometimes if it's not done well. And it's got to be acted, and it's got to be not thinking about perfect, beautiful notes, you know. Yeah. And Sondheim started writing at a time where we had these really formulaic, like, want of a better word, boring shows, like Oklahoma and Brigadoon and Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, and then he comes out with something...
Flower drum song.
Oh God. And then he comes out with something where he's doing 100-mile-an-hour words and all these different atonal kind of things that join together beautifully, and it really blew people's minds.
Because he wrote the lyrics for West Side Story.
Yes.
That was kind of his learning process with Lenny Bernstein and Arthur Lawrence, and then created A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, which has, as you said, those fast exchanges.
Yeah.
I did see one of his very first musicals before both of you were born, Anyone Can Whistle.
Oh, I love Anyone Can Whistle.
And then he becomes this amazing Broadway star with Follies, Company, and the song that I was riffing off before from A Little Night Music, Send in the Clowns, which is probably his most famous song. Mm. The song we played coming in, David Campbell's interpretation of Good Thing Going, is from Merrily Roll Along, which, as you said, if it doesn't work, it can be a real flop. And that was an absolute flop of a musical.
Yeah.
When that was about 1980. It was just after... Sweeney Todd, which had been a massive hit, and then the next thing would have been Sunday in the Park with George, which was also massive and won him a Pulitzer Prize. Mm. But Merrily We're Along is this, like, bleh. Are you doing any Merrily We're Along songs
in
the show?
Our finale is the finale
of Merrily We're Along. Okay, cool.
It's really beautiful because, obviously, as I'm sure you know, in the context of the show, it starts when they're much older and it kind of goes backwards
in time,
And so as an audience, you sit there thinking, oh, shit, like, we know that this is going to happen. We know this is going to happen, but they're so optimistic and positive. And I think that's really beautiful for the journey that we go through in Boys of Sondheim, talking about sexuality and about partners and about love and loss and things like that. It's still so beautiful to see optimism and hope in that society.
Yeah. One of my favourite, well, probably my favourite Sondheim musical is Into the Woods. All the characters in it, the lyrics. The lyrics are so clever.
Yes.
You know, they're just, you know, the witches. As you said, Kurt, he writes amazing stuff for women.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And I think Meryl Streep did a really good interpretation.
She spoke
of the
it
film.
So well.
Yes.
She spoke it well.
She's not Bernadette Peters, who is, of course, the originator of the role, and it's like, always thinking of yourself. Look at my garden.
Yep.
Do you have a favourite? Is it really hard to, because you've been working on the show for a while now and you're about to give it to us next week?
Yeah.
Let's start with you, Kurt. Have you got a favourite?
I started first because I have an admission.
Yes.
I'm not necessarily the biggest Sondheim fan.
Oh.
I love his songs.
So do you want to hand in your gay card now?
No. See, I love his songs, but when I watch his shows, I just really like Act One. Like, I don't understand the Act Two of Into the Woods, and then
Act Two of Sunday in the Park.
Sunday
with
in the Park with George. Why are we doing this? Why have we gone to the '80s and
putting it together?
You know what I mean. But I really love Being Alive. It's one of my favourite songs. But now I'll hand you over to Tim.
Tim, being, you know, your...
Hang on. Before he talks, I'll just say that he's a complete music theatre geek. So here you go.
I love all these different ones for different reasons. Recently, my parents will admit to this, that I played Barbara Streisand's new album to death, and on there is a track from Passion, the musical. And I didn't know Passion very well, like another one that didn't go very well. And it was revived in Australia 2 or 3 years ago with Sylvie Palladino. And I think Loving You is one of the most beautiful melodies ever written, period.
His ability to find a melody and then create a complex lyric that, I know what Kurt was saying, it can be impenetrable, but when you listen to it, it's not, because it just sits right.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a fantastic show. We're going to have to go, and we're going to go with Kurt's rendition of a Sondheim song, but to quickly do what I'm not allowed to do on community radio, which is promote a show. It's part of the Melt Festival. It's Boys of Sondheim. It starts next Thursday, the 2nd of February, at the Brisbane Powerhouse. 5 shows only. The first 2 have already sold out.
First three. Yesterday.
Oh, well, there you go. It means I won't be going to the Friday night show, because that's the only one I can go to, and they're all sold out.
We'll get you.
It's okay. You know people.
I do. I know people who know people who know people. And I, yep, it's the theatre
industry. Don't finish that sentence.
It's the theatre industry.
What happens in the theatre stays in the theatre.
Shit, yeah, gay beats. Tell us about the song we're about to hear, Kurt.
Okay, it is one of my favourite, but it was a female song, so I was never allowed to sing it. And it is sometimes arguably heralded and also butchered by the original artist, Bernadette Peters, who I also love, but she's got a way with words, hasn't she?
Always thinking of yourself.
Yes.
Sorry.
So when I was asked to do the show, I said, I really want to sing this song, and it is Not a Day Goes By.
From?
Follies. Of course it's from Follies.
From Follies. Thank you.
Yeah. Enjoy.
From Follies. Thank you very much, boys. Boys of Sondheim, we're going to have Kurt with Brad Rush, I believe.
It is Brad Rush,
who
yes.
is your musical director of the show.
Yes, and has arranged half the music for this.
Fantastic.